我们先来读两段圣经。
Let's first read two passages.
一处在创世纪第十五章。
First passage is Genesis 15.
第一节到第六节。
Verses 1 to 6.
这是以后耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。亚伯兰说，主耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢。亚伯兰又说，你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后裔。耶和华又话对他说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。意思领他走到外边说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说，你的后裔将要如此。亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. But Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? Then Abram said, Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, This one shall not be your heir. The one who will come from your own body shall be your heir.Then he brought him outside and said, Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness.
第十十七章
Chapter
17我们就读一节到二节
We'll read from verses 1 to 2.
亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候耶和华向他显现对他说我是全能的神你当在我面前做完全人，我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。
When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly.
我们圣经就先读这两段。
We'll finish reading our passages here.
上次我们交通到亚伯兰的信心。
Last time we fellowshiped on Abram's faith.
是讲到亚伯兰和信心的开始。
And it spoke about the beginning of Abram's faith.
因为荣耀的神向他显现。
Because the glorious God revealed himself to Abram.
神呼召他，他就走上信心这条路。
And God called him, so he walked upon this path of faith.
但信心是活的。
But faith is living.
不是停止不前的。
It is not stagnant and does not progress.
所以要继续的操练。
And you need to continue to practice it.
继续要学习。
And continue to learn.
会经过一些困难失败。
And you will go through some difficulties and failures.
那更多的经历神。
And even more so you experience God.
那么信心呢就渐渐的长大成熟了。
And so faith will gradually grow and mature.
所以从亚伯兰的事情前三章就十二章到十四章
And so, what happened to Abram the previous three chapters from chapter 12 to 14
可以说是他信心 的道路
You could say it's the path of faith
那么从第十五章到二十一章
And so from chapter 15 to chapter 21
这七章的话是讲到亚伯拉罕里面的内在的生命
The seven chapters speak of the inner life of Abraham.
就讲到亚伯拉罕的信心上的操练跟学习。
And it tells us of Abraham's faith and its training and learning.
所以我们今天的主题就是信心的操练。
So today the topic would be the faith.
Exercise.
The exercising your faith.
那么第一点我们可以看到，在这七章里头，虽然我们不能够都把它念一遍。
And so, even though we cannot read these seven chapters,
我们可以看到信心的对象就是神自己。
We can see that the object of our faith is God Himself.
在第十五章的第一节。
And in verse 1 of chapter 15.
第一句话就是说，这事以后。
And it says, after these things.
什么事情呢？
What were these things?
就是前面第十四章所讲的事情。
What was spoken of in chapter 14?
就是亚伯拉罕他打败了四个王。
That Abraham had defeated the four kings.
然后他当他战胜利回来的时候
，and that after his victory and his return，
索多玛王就是说我的财物，你所得财物你可以拿去。
The king of Sodom said, "You can take my riches."
但是亚伯拉罕没有接受索多玛王给他的财物。
Yet Abraham did not receive these riches from the king of Sodom.
那么这些事情之后呢？
And so after these things.
四个王也打败了。
The four kings were defeated.
但是没有完全的消灭。
But they were not completely destroyed.
以后会不会他们还继续来呢？
Would they continue to come?
亚伯拉罕的人是很少的，就几百人。
Abraham only had a few hundred men with him.
但是这个四个王力量还是很大的。
But yet the power of these four kings was mighty.
那会不会继续的？他们以后还会再来打这个亚伯拉罕呢？
But they continue to come and attack Abraham.
亚伯拉罕心里头不免的会觉得惧怕。
And of course, Abraham would feel some fear.
另外一个，索多玛王要给他很多财物。
And so the king of Sodom decided to give him lots of riches.
他不接受。索多玛王给他的东西
Abraham did not accept these riches from the king of Sodom
这个损失也是很大的
And so this loss was great as well
所以当他在思想这个事情的时候
And so as he thought upon these things
神就在意象中向他说话
That God in a vision showed himself
亚伯兰你不要惧怕
And he said to Abraham Do not be afraid
我是你的盾牌
I am your shield
就是我是你的保护
I am your protection
即使以后还有人要再来攻打你
that in the future there would be those who attack you
神要保护你
God will protect you
你不要害怕
you do not need to be afraid
虽然你不接受他东西看起来好像你损失很大
and even though you did not accept those riches from the king of Sodom and the loss is great
神说我要大大的赏赐你
yet the Lord says I am your exceedingly great reward
这个就是这句话的意思
and this is whatthis verse means
接着神就给他应许
and so the Lord promised him
要给他一个儿子
to give him a son
让他的后裔能够像天上的星那么多
so that his heirs will be like the number of the stars
当时亚伯拉罕已经岁数很大了一个儿子都没有
and that time Abraham was really old and he did not even have one son
那么神就把他领到外头来
And so the Lord brought him to the outside.
就指给他天上的星看。
And showed him the stars of the sky.
天上的星是很非常非常多。
And there were a multitude of stars.
很可能亚伯拉罕就抬起头来数一数这些星，一个两个一直数。
And perhaps Abraham looked up and started to count stars one by one.
他心里头真是感觉到这个神说的真是真的，他的后裔会有这么多。
And so that in his heart he probably felt the reality that he would have as many descendants as the Lord said.
所以第六节就说亚伯拉罕亚伯兰信耶和华耶和华就以此为他的义。
And so in verse 6 it says and he believed in the Lord and he accounted it to him for righteousness.
神给他应许
The Lord gave him a promise.
亚伯兰在信心里头接受神的应许
And Abraham from the stars received the Lord's promise.
他相信神，相信神所说的话。
He believed in God and he believed in the words that he spoke.
也神就以此算他为义。
And so as a result, God accounted it to Abraham as righteousness.
这些圣经是很宝贵的。
This is a very precious passage.
这就讲到这个信心一个根本。
And it tells us of faith and its beginning.
信心就是信神。
Faith is to believe in God.
信心的对象单单是信神自己和他的话。
The object of faith is solely to believe in God and in His Word.
这句话里头有三个字很重要。
And so there are some very important words in this passage.
短短这句话里头。
In this very short passage.
这个有个信字。
There's this faith.
还有一个呢是算字。
There's believe and there's account.
还有一个是义。
And there's righteousness.
这三个字。
These three words.
信、算、义这三个字。
Believe, account, and righteousness.
是圣经里头第一次出现的。
These are the words that appeared for the first time in the Bible.
然后在新约里头也有三次引用这句话。
In the New Testament, these three words are also used.
在加拉太书第三章十六节也同样有这句话。
In Galatians chapter 3 verse 16, there's the same use of the words.
那个地方的重点是讲到信。
Here the importance was belief.
在罗马书第四章第三节也同样引用这句话。
And in Romans chapter 4 verse 3, it uses the same sentence.
这句话的重点在罗马书是讲到算这个字。
And the emphasis of this sentence would be accounted.
在雅各书第二章三十二节。
In James chapter 2 verse 32.
也讲到这，也引用这句话。
And it also uses this sentence.
这个重点是在义这个字。
And the emphasis is on righteousness.
所以你看到在新约圣经三次引用这句话。
And so you can see that in the New Testament it makes use of this sentence.
有的是着重在信这个方面。
And one has an emphasis on believing.
有的是着重在算这个字。
Another is accounting.
有的是着重在的义这个字。
And the third is righteousness.
所以这句话的话，十五章第六节，实在是一句很宝贵的话。亚伯兰信神，神就算他为义。
And so in this Genesis chapter 15 verse 6, it's very important to see that, and he believed in the Lord, and he accounted to him for righteousness.
今天对我们说也是一样的。
And today to us it is the same.
他并不是要我们靠我们的行为来称义。
The Lord does not want us to use our works to be righteous.
那乃是要我们在因信被他称为义。
That we should be justified by our faith.
我们就信神和神的自己。
And we believe in God and Himself.
这就是神就算我们为义了。
As a result, God will deem us righteous.
在旧创世纪中间，亚伯兰神多次的跟亚伯拉罕重申他跟他的约。
And in Genesis, you can see that God over and over again renews His covenant with Abraham.
在这几章里头，神一次再多次的跟他说到他跟他立的约。
And over and over, God reminds Abraham about this covenant He's established.
神在圣经里头也很多地方给我们有应许。
And in the Bible, God gives us promises in many places.
但是这个约呢，是比应许呢更要进一步。
But a covenant is one step further than a promise.
这约是我们人中间双方订立一个条约，一个约，双方都有责任，双方都来遵守的。
And so in a covenant among people, both parties have a responsibility to be committed to it.
所以神就用人的方法，是他要跟人立约。
And so the Lord, using man's method, decided to have a covenant with Abraham.
那借着这个约呢，神就限制他的自己。
And through this covenant, God revealed himself.
必定要成全他所给人的应许。
And that he would establish and fulfill the promises that he gives to man.
神给人的应许是要给人，赐给人祝福。
And God's promise is to bless man.
所以这个神给人的约就表示神要赐福给人。
And so when God establishes a covenant, it is because he wants to bless man.
那在圣经里头有七个约。
And in the Bible, there are seven covenants.
有亚当的约。
There's a covenant with Adam.
有跟挪亚的约。
With Noah.
有跟亚伯拉罕的约。
With Abraham.
有跟摩西的约。
With Moses.
有跟利未的约。
With the Levites.
就是祭司的约。
That is the priest's covenant.
有跟大卫的约。
With David.
就是国度的约。
With the kingdom.
最后我们看到有新约。
And finally, you see the new covenant.
在这个七个约里头，
in these seven covenants,
最后最后最根本的就新约。
The most the final one is the new covenant.
但是亚伯拉罕的约在旧约的时候，在主耶稣还没有来以前是最重要的一个约。
But the covenant with Abraham before the coming of Jesus.In the Old Testament, this is the most important covenant.
因为神要拣选亚伯拉罕作为他成就他旨意的一个重要的一个点。
Because God wanted to choose Abraham to fulfill His will, and so this was really important.
所以神要给人的一切的福气都在这个约里头。
And that all the blessings that God wants to give to man is within this covenant.
你在神的约里头，你就得到神的福气。
When you're within God's covenant, you will obtain God's blessing.
如果你在神的约以外，
if you're outside of God's covenant,
你就得不到神所赐的福气。
Then you will be unable to obtain God's blessings.
所以我们很感谢神。
So we really thank our God.
因为我们今天已经都在这个新约里头。
Because today we are in the new covenant.
神赐给我们永远的福气。
God gives us eternal blessing.
都在这个约里头。
It is within this covenant.
所以我们就要用信心来接受神给我们的。
Therefore, we need to have faith to receive what God has given to us.
神就算我们为义了。
Then God will account it to us as righteousness.
但是这个约，要立这个约是一个很严肃的事情。
But this covenant is a very solemn thing.
在古代的时候，立约的双方都要通过一个动物的尸体，被切开的动物尸体。
And in the Old Testament times, to establish covenant, they must pass, two parties must pass through the animals that have been sacrificed.
所以这个亚伯兰就问神，我怎么知道你要把这些都赐给我呢？
And so Abraham was saying, well, how will I know that you are giving this to me, Lord?
神说，你就取一个三岁的母牛。
And so God asked him to take a three-year-old heifer.
一个三岁的母公羊，哎，母山羊。
A three-year-old female goat.
一只三年的公绵羊。
A three-year-old ram.
还有一只斑鸠，一只楚鸽。
And a turtle dove and a young pigeon.
那么亚伯兰拿了以后，就把它撇开两半。
And so when Abraham obtained these, he separated them in half.
那么一对对着一怎么放的
？And so he cut them in two.
啊，这个就表示这个约要立这个约啊，不是一个简单的事情。
And this is to represent that to establish a covenant is not an easy thing.
要经过死，要经过流血。
It must go through death and bloodshed.
所以这个母牛、母山羊、公绵羊都是预表耶稣基督的。
And so this heifer, female goat, and ram, they all represent the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，这个我们没有办法详细讲，就知道这部分就是预表基督的各个方面。
And we cannot speak of this in detail, but we can see that it represents the Lord Jesus in these various aspects.
在利未记里头，我们就可以详细看到，有所献这个，有些那个，都有预表基督的各个方面。
And so we can see in Leviticus that whether to sacrifice this or that, it had some symbolism about who the Lord Jesus was.
所以这些撇开的动物，它一定要经过死，经过流血的。
And so to cut these animals in two, it's that they go through death and bloodshed.
而且这里面有三只动物。
And also there are three animals.
还有每只动物都是三岁三年了。
And each of them were 3 year old.
这三就表示复活的意思。
And so three represents resurrection.
所以这里头，这个基督不但有基督的死，也有基督的复活。
But here you can see not only is there the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also his resurrection.
所以你怎么知道这个约是可靠的，是不会改变的呢
？So how do you know this covenant is reliable and will not change?
因为是根据基督的死。和复活
Because it's according to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以这个约是永远不会改变的。
So this covenant is forever and will not change.
所以今天我们也是活在新约当中。
And today we live in the New Testament times.
我们更是旧约所预表的，到今天已经都应验了。
And so what was represented in the Old Testament is now become reality in the New Testament.
这个新约也是根据基督的死和复活。
And so the New Testament is according to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要在信心里头来接受。
And through faith we must receive this.
所以这个是一个很大的救恩。
So this is a great salvation.
这样我们的信心就不会摇动。
This way our faith will not be shaken.
我们也可以像亚伯拉罕问神说，我们怎么知道这个新约是永远坚固不变的呢？
And so we like Abraham may ask God, how do we know that this covenant is eternal and will not change?
神也要让我们看见，因为已经有基督的死，基督的复活。
And God lets us see that there has been the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以我们每次来到薄饼聚会当中，
So every time we come into the break and bread meeting,
我们不但看到桌子上有饼，还有这个葡萄汁。
We do not just look at the bread and the cup.
我们更看见这个是一个杯。
We need to see this cup.
这杯就是主用他的血给我们立的约。
And this cup tells us of how the Lord using his blood has established a covenant with us.
说明他为已经成就的要赐给我们的是永远不会改变的。
And that what the Lord has accomplished and what he has given to us is eternal and never changes.
所以他要我们来常常来纪念他。
And so he wants us to often remember him.
我们要为了这个杯来感谢神。
And so for this cup, we need to bless the Lord and thank him.
因为这么大的救恩，今天都是我们的份了。
Because such a great salvation that we can partakers of.
所以第一点，我们看到信心的对象就是神自己。
And so the first thing we see is the object of our faith is God Himself.
第二点，我们想看呢，从这几章里头看到信心就是不是用自己的办法来成就神的应许。
And the second thing is faith.Means that we do not use our own methods to accomplish God's covenant.
神应许亚伯拉罕有一个儿子。
And God had promised Abraham that he would have a son.
但是他到了迦南已经有十年了。
But he has been in Canaan for 10 years.
但是到他也85岁了。
And he is 85 years old.
但是他还没有一个儿子。
Yet he did not even have one son.
所以这个撒拉建议说：“你娶我的使女夏甲作为妻子。”
So.Sarah suggested that she give her handmaiden Haggai as a wife to Abraham.
他就接受了夏甲的建议，接受了撒拉的建议。
And so Abraham accepted Sarah's suggestion.
生了以实玛利。
And they gave birth to Ishmael.
我想这在这里亚伯拉罕是相信神会给他一个儿子。
And we can see that Abraham does believe that God will give him a son.
但是不知道什么时候。
But he does not know when.
可能开始的时候他还有信心
and perhaps at the beginning he still had faith
但是一年两年十年八年过去了
but 1 year 2 years 8 years 10 years have passed
还没有看见
and there were, he could not see it
他还有信心
he still had faith
但是他不能够忍耐
but he did not have the patience
因为信心跟忍耐是分不开的
because faith and patience are inseparable
既然你信心是相信神自己
And if your faith is to believe in God Himself,
那神什么时候做，那是神的事情了。
Then whatever God says to do, then that is God's will.
所以神给我们的应许不是立刻就能够实现的。
And so sometimes God gives us a promise, it doesn't happen immediately.
什么时候实现，等待神的时间。
Whenever it is fulfilled, let us wait upon God's will.
在信心的里头来忍耐，来等候。
That in faith we should have patience waiting.
但是亚伯拉罕是有信心，但是他缺乏忍耐。
And Abraham did have faith, but yet he lacked in patience.
所以他就接受了撒拉的建议。
And so he agreed to Sarah's suggestion.
在这个事情上，亚伯拉罕受到神的管教。
And through this incident, he received the discipline of God.
他生下以实玛利的时候是86岁。
And when he had Ishmael, he was 86.
但是一直到99岁，神才再和他讲话。
And it was until when he was 99 years old, did God continue to speak to him.
在13年当中，神再没有跟他说话。
In the 13 years, God did not speak to Abraham.
这对他说是一个很大的一个管教。
And this was a great hand of discipline.
我们常常以为我们人可以，相信神的应许。
Often we think that we as man can believe in God's promise.
我们相信可以用我们的方法来帮助神来成全他的应许。
And we believe that we can use our own methods to help God along in His promise.
好像这样可以比较快一些。
As if to speed things up.
可以节约点时间。
To save some time.
但是事实上却不是。
But in reality, this is not right.
如果神要我们来跟随他。
If God wants us to follow him,
他不希望我们在后面离开他太过远。
He doesn't want us to be lagging behind too far from him.
同时他也不希望我们跑到他的前面去。
At the same time, he does not want us to run ahead of him.
神要我们来紧紧地来跟随他。
God wants us to follow him closely.
这次亚伯拉罕跑到神的前面。
And this time, Abraham ran in front of God.
他以为这样就是可以成全神的应许。
He thought that this way he could help God fulfill his promise.
神不是应许给我一个儿子吗
God didn't he give me a promise to give me a son?
那现在我不是从夏甲就得到一个儿子了吗？
Now is it through Haggai that I have a son?
但是以实玛利却不是神要应许给他的后裔。
But Ishmael was not the son of promise.
所以我们在这地方也要学习功课。
And so through here we can learn some lessons.
如果我们出于自己的意思，
If it's through our own will,
那要想成就神的应许，
To fulfill God's promises,
反倒会浪费很多的时间。
We will waste a lot of time.
我们信了主的人，我们相信我们一生的大小的事情神都会给我们安排的。
We as believers, whether in small or great things, God will plan for us.
而且神会安排的很好，很妥当的。
And God will plan very well for us.
我们相信，特别我们青年人也应该相信，在婚姻的事情上神也会给我们安排的。
And especially for us young people, that God will arrange our marriages.
到了时候神一定会给你安排一个最合适的配偶的。
At the right time, God will plan to give us the proper mate for us.
但是如果我们有些青年人不等待神的时间，
But when we as young people do not wait upon God's timing,
没有好好在神的面前安静等候，
And we do not quietly wait before God,
我们急的要来做成这个事情，
And we want to quickly do these things,
很多时候我们就看见一些青年弟兄姊妹在这一方面吃了苦头了。
And often we can see that younger brothers and sisters will suffer much.
我觉得我自己在这方面的话正是蒙神的怜悯。
And in this area I really need to ask the Lord for his mercy.
神正是给我预备的很好。
And the Lord really planned well for me.
所以我们可以正是像诗篇三十七篇所说的，
And just like it says in Psalms chapter 37,
三十七篇第五节，
Psalm 37 verse 5,
当将你的事交托耶和华，
Commit your way to the Lord,
并倚靠他，他就必成全，
Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
我们把我们大小的事情都来告诉神，
And we tell the Lord our small matters and great matters,
交托给他。
And commit these things to him.
可能有的时候大的事情我们是把会交托给耶和华。
And perhaps sometimes in the greater matters we commit it to the Lord.
有些小的事情说这个我们自己管就可以了，就不需要交托的。
In the smaller matters we think, oh, we can manage this ourselves. We do not need to commit it to the Lord.
但是这里说要把你的事情交托给神，神要你还要倚靠他，他就会给你成全。
And but yet. God's word tells us to commit our way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
我们真的愿意弟兄姊妹都从亚伯拉罕这个事情上来学习功课。
And it's my desire that brothers and sisters learn from the lessons of Abraham.
在箴言的第三章第五节，
And so in Proverbs 3 verse 5,
也讲到同样的一个原则。
And speaks of the same principle.
他说你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你所一切所行的事上都要认定他，他就必指引你的路。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
所以我们看见实在是神的话是很真实的。
And so you can see that God's word is so true.
当你不依靠自己的聪明，
When you do not lean on your own understanding,
你全心来倚靠神，
and you trust in the Lord with all your heart,
你看见神就会这条路上来引领你，
then you can see that the Lord on this matter will direct your path.
所以我们看到在亚伯拉罕身上这信心就不是用自己的方法来成就神的应许。
And so from Abraham we see that it's important for us not to use our own methods to fulfill God's will.
神还是蛮有怜悯的。
And yet God is so full of mercy.
在他亚伯兰99岁的时候，
When Abraham was 99 years old,
他又向他显现了，
God revealed himself,
重新坚定跟他立的约，
And once again renewed this covenant with Abraham.
他向亚伯兰说，
And he said to Abraham,
我是全能的神，
I am the God Almighty.
这就说到神是蛮有能力的。
This is to say that God is full of power.
你要依靠神。
You need to rely on God.
不要靠自己的力量。
And not rely on your own strength.
这全能的神，就刚才我们唱的诗歌里头，以利沙代的意思。
And so, this Almighty God is represented by what we say in the hymn, El Shaddai.
这个以利沙代有两个方面的意思。
And so this El Shaddai has two, there are two aspects to this meaning.
一个就说到神是蛮有能力的神。
One is to say that our God is Almighty.
他能够成就一切的事情。
He's able to accomplish all things.
第二方面。
And the second aspect.
也说这位神是由母亲胸脯的神
is that he is the God of mother's breath
就是你像小孩子一样你可以靠在母亲的胸脯上一切所需要的他都给你供应
so, as a child you rely on the bosom of your mother and whatever you need she gives to you
所以这就是一个叫做全主全丰的神
and so we can say that he is an almightyall satisfying God.
啊，这个就是讲到神。
And this is our God.
啊，所以在这个地方，亚伯拉罕再重新的认识神是全能的神。
And so here, Abraham, in a renewed sense, understood that God is an Almighty God.
然后在底下，我们第十七章就看到有有这个设立做割礼作为立约的证据。
And so you can see that in Chapter 17, that there is the evidence of this covenant.
就是割礼呢，就表示割去肉体。
And this this cutting away means to cut off the flesh.
就是说你单单的依靠神了。
That you now only rely on God.
你不要依靠你的肉体了。
And you no longer rely on your flesh.
当亚伯兰娶夏甲的时候。
And so when Abraham took Hagar as his wife.
他是出于自己的意思。
It is through his own will.
但割礼呢，就是你向自己死，向神活。
But when you do this cutting, it is to die to yourself but live to God.
这就是亚伯兰在这个事情上所学习到的功课。
And so this was the lessons that Abraham learned.
在下面我们可以看到，信心是看到神是公义的主。
And so we can see that through faith, God is a righteous God.
在第十八章
In chapter 18,
当神向亚伯兰显现
When God revealed himself to Abraham,
给他看见他要审判索多玛
To show him that he is going to judge Sodom,
耶和华就向亚伯兰说
The Lord Jehovah said to Abraham,
第十七节
In verse 17,
他耶和华说：“我所要做的是，岂可瞒着亚伯兰呢？亚伯拉罕呢
？”And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing?"
那么亚伯兰就是为索多玛代求了。
As a result, Abraham interceded for Sodom.
他的代求就是代求的意思，就是他知道神心里头所想的是什么。
And to intercede is that he understood what God was thinking in his heart.
神要想做点事情。
That God wanted to do a matter.
但是他很喜欢人也能够领会他所做的。
But yet he delights in the fact that when man can understand what he's about to do.
所以他就把这个事情来想告诉亚伯拉罕。
And so he wanted to tell this to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕就根据这个体会神的心来向神祈求。
And Abraham, according to his understanding of God's heart, interceded for Sodom.
这是信心。
This is faith.
信心就是能够体会到神的心。
Faith is to be able to understand the heart of God.
能够进到跟神的交通里头。
It's to be able to enter into a fellowship with God.
不是单单顾着自己的事情。
And it's not just to be solely caring for your own needs.
也是顾到神的事情。
But yet you also care for God's
needs. 所以我们就看到他就为索多玛代求了。
And so we can see that Abraham interceded for Sodom.
我想这个索多玛是一个充满罪恶的城市。
And we can see that Sodom is a sinful city.
亚伯拉罕怎么为索多玛代求呢
And so why would Abraham intercede for Sodom?
他也不能说神啊，你不要灭索多玛。
He could not say, "Oh God, please do not destroy Sodom."
那这样的话，不是违反了神的公义吗？
Wouldn't this violate God's righteousness?
也他也不能说神啊，你就把索多玛全部灭掉。
But he could not say, "Oh God, destroy Sodom completely."
但是他又这样的又不符合神的爱。
This does not meet up to God's love.
所以这个代求是很难的。
So to intercede is a difficult thing.
你不知道这种事情你怎么来代求。
You don't know about this matter, so how could you intercede?
亚伯拉罕他根据什么来为索多玛代求呢？
And so according to what did Sodom intercede for? So did Abraham intercede for Sodom?
在二十五节所说的。
And so we see in verse 25.
他说你把义人跟恶人同杀，将义人和恶人一样看待，这断不是你所行的。审判全地的主岂不行公义吗？
And so Abraham says, "Far be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?"
他不知道应该怎么代求。
He did not know how to intercede.
但是他代求的根据是什么呢？
But yet, what was he interceding according to?
他看到神是审判全地的主。
He saw that God is the judge of all the earth.
他是公义的。
That he is righteous.
他绝不会把恶人跟义人一块都把他除掉。
That he wouldn't just slay the righteous with the wicked.
不会把义人跟恶人一样的看待。
And that he would not see the righteous exactly as the wicked.
所以他就根据神的性情来代求。
So he interceded according to the nature of God.
这就是从亚伯拉罕身上我们看见代求的一个根据。
And so you can see that what Abraham was interceding according to.
比如说你为一个国家来祷告。
And sometimes when you pray for a country.
或者一个为一个人的事情来祷告。
Or for one person's matter.
你不知道你应该怎么祷告。
And you don't know how to pray.
但是有一个可以根据的。
But there is one thing that you can pray according to.
就是根据神的性情。
It's according to God's nature.
因为你知道神的爱。
Because you know God's love.
你可以根据神的爱来代求。
And you can pray according to God's love.
你知道神是公义的。
And you know that God is righteous.
你可以根据神的公义来代求。
So you can pray according to God's righteousness.
这样的代求，神要听的。
This intercession, God will hear.
因为你看到亚伯兰在这里看到，神是审判全地的主。
Because you see from Abraham that God is the judge of all the earth.
他并没有说你不要灭索多玛。
He did not say, "Do not destroy Sodom."
但是你不能因为这个罪恶大，里面还有很多义人，你就把它灭掉了。
But just because the city is so wicked that God should not slay the righteous with the wicked.
这样里头的义人也一同灭亡了。
And so if the righteous were to be slain with the wicked,
这不符合你公义的原则。
This does not match up to God's righteous standard.
我们看见神听他的祷告。
And we can see God heard his prayer.
当亚伯拉罕从为五十个人问神有五十个人灭不灭，一直降低到十个人。
And so Abraham was praying if there were 50 righteous, and then he prayed and prayed until it decreased down to 10.
神说即使只有十个人。他也不会灭这个城市。
And so God says, if there were 10, I would still not destroy the city.
好像到这里就祷告就完了。
It's as if the prayer ended here.
但是我们看见神听了亚伯拉罕的代求。
But we can see that God heard the intercession by Abraham.
在要灭索多玛的时候，把这个罗德这个义人从索多玛里头救了出来了。
That at the destruction of Sodom, God brought Lot and his family out of there.
所以我们在信心里头要看到神是公义的。
So in our faith, we need to see that God is righteous.
比如说我们在地上生活的时候，在这个生活的当中，我们也会遇到人对我们不合理的对待。
And so as we are living on this earth, we can see that sometimes people treat us unfairly.
基督徒也不免会受到人对我们一些不合理的对待的。
And so it's unavoidable that we as Christians will come against unfair treatment.
但是我们要看在信心里要看到。
But in our faith we need to see.
神是公义的主。
That God is a righteous Lord.
他一定会保护我们。
He will protect us.
而且说叫我们不要以善来报恶。
Moreover, he did not say.For us to return evil for evil.
我们要我们不是以恶报恶，乃是我们要以善来报恶，对不对？
We should not return evil for evil, but to return good towards those who are evil.
神说，深渊在我，我必报应。
And the Lord says, vengeance is mine and I will repay.
所以我们就正在信心的道，在信心这方面，我们也是要学习的。
And so in our faith, we need to learn.
我们最后看到信心的果子。
And finally, we need to see the fruit of our faith.
就是经过到一百岁的时候，亚伯拉罕生了以撒。
And you can see that when Abraham was 100, he had Isaac.
虽然那个时候亚伯拉已经一百岁，撒拉都九十岁了。
And even though at this time Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90.
但是到了神的时间。
But at God's time.
神的安排。
His planning.
这个亚伯兰的信心也逐渐的成熟了。
You can see that Abraham's faith gradually matured.
虽然他有得胜的时候，
even though he had times of victory,
也有失败的时候，
he had times of failures.
但是我们看见万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
That we can see that all things work together for good to those who love God.
所以在他一百岁的时候，他得到一个儿子以撒。
And so when Abraham was 100, he received a son, Isaac.
我们就看到这个信心结了果子。
And we see the fruit of his faith.
撒拉九十岁。
Sarah was 90.
已经过了生育的年龄。
It was past the age of childbearing.
已经不能生儿子了。
And she was not able to give birth to a child.
但是神对她蛮有恩典。
But yet God was full of grace towards her.
她在年老的时候还得到一个儿子。
That in her old age she would have the son.
她可以说是代表神的恩典。
You could say that she represents God's grace.
一切这恩典意思就一切都是从神来的。
And you can say that everything and God's grace comes from him.
撒拉她自己不能做什么。
And Sarah herself cannot do anything.
但是她却是靠着因着神的恩典领导他，他就得了一个儿子。
And yet because of the grace of God that was showered upon her, that she received a son.
所以这个以撒的意名字的意思就是喜笑，笑的意思。
And so the name Isaac represents laughter.
是应该笑的。
And so it's important that they laugh.
神的恩典常常叫我们心中喜乐。
And God's grace will cause us to have joy.
你看看周围的环境，可能叫你心里头很觉得痛苦。
And when you look at your surroundings, often you may feel sorrowful inside.
但是你一想到神的恩典，你就会非常的喜乐。
But once you think upon God's grace, you'll be filled with joy.
所以这个信心，我们看到这个信心就是渐渐的成熟了。
And so we can see that this faith gradually matures.
就是要结出果子的。
It is to have fruit.
这信心的操练在这几章里头。
And so the exercise of faith in these few chapters
都是根据神的约。
It's according to God's promise.
这个因为神的约作为一个中心。
Because the covenant of God becomes a focal point.
所以人一切的经历，一切的活动，都是跟这约有关系的。
So all the activities and experiences of man is related to this covenant.
那信心的长大成熟呢，就能结出果子了。
And so when faith matures, there is fruit.
所以从以撒就是一个信心的果子。
And so Isaac is the fruit of faith.
那么从以撒出来的才是算亚伯兰的后裔。
And so from Isaac shall Abraham's descendants be called.
所以撒拉就跟亚伯兰说，你要把这个使女跟他的儿子赶出去。
And so Sarah told Abraham that you must send his handmaiden and her son away.
因为这个他不能跟以撒一同来承受你的产业。
Because Ishmael shall not receive the inheritance with Isaac.
在这地方，我们看到撒拉也是有信心的了。
And so you can see that Sarah had faith.
一开始她不相信神会给她一个儿子。
In the beginning, she did not believe that God would give her a son.
但是慢慢的，她领会到神的意思。
But slowly she understood God's will.
神会给她启示。
And God was given her revelation.
所以她就觉得应该把这个以实玛利从家里头赶出去。
And so they cast out Ishmael.
我们看这个事情不能从这个一般的家庭纠纷这方面来看。
We cannot just look at this matter as some sort of a family domestic matter.
因为这个里面有一个属灵的原则。
Because there is a spiritual principle involved.
夏甲所生的是代表从血气所生的儿女。
And what Hagar had given birth to represents that's born from the flesh.
我们来看看加拉太书第四章。
So let us take a look at Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章，我们可以看二十三节开始。
And we can see from Galatians 4:23 beginning.
啊，这里告诉我们，然而那使女所生的是按照血气生的。
It says, but he who was born of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh.
这是讲到夏甲。
This is speaking of Hagar.
下面说，那自主的妇人所生的是凭着应许生的。
And then, and he of the free woman through promise.
那这个里面呢，他说这都是比方。
And says which things are symbolic.
那两个人就是两个约。
For these are the two covenants.
一个是出于西乃山，生子为奴，乃是夏甲。
The one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage, which is Hagar.
那当另外一个就是以撒，就是撒拉的。
But then, the other one is Sarah.
所以一个是西乃山的约旧约
one is the old covenant with Mount Sinai
一个是代表新约
the other represents the new covenant
一个是按照血气所生的儿女
one was born according to the flesh
一个是按照应许所生的儿女
the other is through promise
他说弟兄们第二十八节说
in verse 28 it says
弟兄们我们是凭着应许做儿女如同以撒一样。
It says, "Now we brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise."
第三十一节说
，Verse 31 it says,
弟兄们，这样看来，我们不是使女的儿女，乃是自主妇人的儿女了。
So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free.
所以这个里面代表一个是按血气生的儿女。
And so here you can see what is represented by that which is born of the flesh.
一个是代表。从应许生的儿女
and the other represents the son of promise
一个是律法
one is law
一个是恩典
other is grace
律法跟恩典不能混在一块的
and law and grace cannot be mixed together
啊，所以等到恩典出来的时候
and so when grace appears
那就律法就要被放在一边
then the law should be set aside
所以这样的话是神的意思就是要让单单是以撒神所拣选的得到神的产业。
And so it is God intends that Isaac will solely receive the inheritance.
就是从以撒生的才算亚伯兰的后裔。
And so that it's only the descendants of Isaac shall they be counted descendants of Abraham.
所以这就是在信心里头看到神的应许。
So through faith we can see God's promise.
那我们知道从以撒一直下来，就最后。就耶稣基督出来了。
And we can see that from the line of Isaac, we see Jesus.
所以信心的结果就是让基督的生命成形在我们的里面。
And so the fruit of faith is to allow the life of Christ to be lived through us.
信心的果子就是耶稣基督。
The fruit of faith is Jesus
Christ. 最后的目的。
This is the final goal.
就是让基督的生命在我们里面长大成熟。
To allow the life of Christ to grow and to mature in us.
这就是今年西安特会所讲的一个主题。
This is the topic of the West Coast Christian Conference.
磨成神儿子的形象。
To be conformed to the image of His Son.
所以你里面的生命信心的长大，以什么作为一个目标呢？
And so the life in you and the faith which is supposed to mature, what is your goal?
有的人说，我有信心。
Some people say, I have faith.
我可以为人祷告，这个病就好了。
I can pray for them and their illness goes away.
我说，我有信心。
Or I can say, I have faith.
我可以，这个本来是很穷的，现在可以做的事业很成功。
And before I was really poor, but now I am very established in my career.
但是这个都不是信心的最终的目标。
But this is not the final destination of your faith.
信心的最后的结果是得到，是让基督的形象在我们身上彰显出来。
The final fruit of your faith is how is the life of Christ manifested in us.
所以我们正是需要在我们的生活中间不断的来学习。
So we need in our lives to continuously learn.
在信心里头接受神给我们一切的学习跟管教。
And that in our faith we need to learn all the lessons and the teachings from our God.
在任何时候都要把信心放在神的上面。
And no matter what time that we place our faith in God.
不依靠自己的聪明。
And not to lean on our own understanding.
不依靠自己的方法。
Nor our own methods.
单单来依靠神。
But only to rely on God.
我们就看见神必定会成全他的应许在我们身上。
Then we can see that God will fulfill His promise in us.
愿神来祝福每个弟兄姊妹。
May God bless each brother and sister.
我们低头一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为从亚伯拉罕身上，我们正看见信心的宝贵。
We can see how precious faith is in Abraham.
当他有一点心来向着你。
And then when Abraham had some faith in you,
他愿意来相信接受你的应许,
when he was willing to believe and receive your promise,
你就称他为义,
you accounted it to him as righteousness.
我们也看见他在一生中间, 真的是经过你的带领,
Lord, we can see that he has experienced your leading in his whole life.
他有很多的学习,
and he had lots of lessons.
他最终真是能够达到这个信心的一个结出果子。
And finally, he was able to enjoy the fruits of his faith.
我们也把我们每个弟兄姊妹和我们自己都交托给你。
And we place every brother and sister into your hands.
在信心这个事情上，愿主你来带领我们，来教导我们。
In this matter of faith, that Lord, you would lead us and teach us.
让我们也能够走亚伯拉罕的，跟随亚伯拉罕的脚踪。
That we may walk according to Abraham's footsteps.
也是在信心上慢慢的成长成熟。
And that in our faith we would gradually grow and mature.
愿你恩待我们。
May you have grace upon us, Lord.
接受我们对你的感谢和赞美。
May you receive our thanksgiving and praise.
因为你是全能的神。
Because you are the Almighty God.
你必定能够做你要所做的工作在我们身上。
And you will accomplish what you need to do in us.
磨成我们像你儿子的形象。
May you conform us to the image of your son.
感谢你，赞美你。
Thank you and praise you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.